Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. This is episode 611. Today I wanted to talk about an incident where I lost my cool as a parent. And it was when my daughter was driving. She has her learner's permit. So I'm sure that those of you who have teenagers who are learning to drive can probably relate to my story. And for those of you whose kids are not old enough to start learning to drive, you can certainly take maybe some wisdom or insights out of this story. So basically, my daughter's been driving for a couple of months. And she's been doing a really good job. She's a careful driver. She's cautious. She's not wild and reckless. But I noticed recently that I've been feeling less comfortable with her, how she's handling red lights, or I should say yellow lights, stop lights, but mostly yellow lights. The green lights and the red lights are super easy, and she's good at them. But I haven't been feeling entirely comfortable with how she's handling yellow lights. And I've talked to her about it once or twice. Well, maybe more than once or twice. I've kind of found myself saying, you need to stop at the, you know, as we're approaching a light that has already turned yellow. And I've been feeling kind of like she hasn't been responding as much as she was, or I'm not really sure what I would say in terms of how I feel she has been handling yellow lights, but it hasn't been making me comfortable. So anyway, this had been on my mind a little bit, but I didn't think to talk to her about it. How silly does that sound, right? Especially from someone like me who's always talking about communication. But I didn't talk to her about it. So we go out to run an errand, and it's a very short one, less than 2 miles from our house. She drives through one red light, well, one light that, or she, let me say, she approaches a light that has turned yellow, and I find myself saying, stop, 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 because it seems as if she's planning to go through the light, but I know it's going to be red before she gets there, based on the speed that she was going and stuff. So she stops at that light, and I can feel inside I'm very tense and concerned about how she's been not stopping at yellow lights when I think she should. But I don't say anything again. I'm aware of the feeling inside. Then we get to the next light that is on the way to our destination, and the light turns yellow. She slows down, and then she speeds up as she gets to the intersection, and she goes through the intersection, but meanwhile, the light just turned red. So she went right through the red light. Now, luckily for us, it's a very small intersection in our town, and it's not a big, huge road, and so nothing bad happened. We didn't get in an accident. She didn't get a ticket. Nothing. But I lost it. I, like, all those feelings of discomfort that I had been having for a couple of weeks, I guess, just erupted out of me, and I carried on in the car, and I said, "Oh my gosh, you just ran a red light. What are you doing? I don't like the way you're handling lights these days. And if you are going to run red lights, then you just can't, you're just not going to be able to drive anymore. You're just not going to be allowed to drive anymore." And this really upset my daughter. We got to the, to our destination, and I could tell I really upset her, stressed her out, hurt her feelings. It was bad. And so we did what we needed to do, and then we went back home. But before we left, I said, do you want to talk about this now, or do you want to talk about it when we get home? And she said, when we get home. So that gave me even 5 more minutes to pull myself together, try to get some clarity in my head, and talk, come to my senses. So when we got home, we talked about it. She was very, very upset. And as we talked about it, what I came to realize is that something I said about yellow lights wasn't well explained by me. And so she was operating under an understanding or a belief that I had explained to her that was not accurate or helpful. So she thought I was saying, if you are approaching the intersection and it turns yellow, the light turns yellow, you should go through the intersection. But what I was saying to her is, if you approach the intersection and the green light just turns yellow as you're in the intersection, you just need to go through. But if the light turns yellow before you even get to the intersection, you have to decide whether it makes sense to stop or go through. And when we talked about it, I was able to kind of understand where she was coming from and where the miscommunication was between the two of us. And I said to her, red lights are easy to understand. Green lights are easy to understand. Yellow lights are the things that are tricky. And knowing whether to stop or go at a yellow light really is something I believe that you develop with experience. And I told her it might have been a few years of my driving before I started to get a feel for what to do at a yellow light. It depends on how big the intersection is. It depends on if you know that stoplight. It depends how fast the light goes from green to yellow and yellow to red. It depends on so many different factors. And when you're a new driver, you can't take all those factors in and make a split-second decision. So what I said to her in our conversation is, until you really can tell that you have a real nuanced sense and feel for what to do at a yellow light, then anytime you're unsure, you just need to stop. Your default when you're not sure is to stop at the yellow light. So once I was able to explain that to her in a calm, rational way, she understood. And I said, you can't use a if this, then that kind of a thing. It's not so black and white. It's not so easy to decide for yellow lights. You have to really take a lot of things into consideration. And so that conversation was very fruitful. And since then, she's been doing a marvelous job, a wonderful job at yellow lights. I no longer feel uncomfortable when she's approaching an intersection. So that was very productive. But it made me think about, and I wanted to share it here with you, it made me think about all the different teenagers who have told me how stressful it can be with their parents when they're learning to drive. Parents who are overly directional, who talk too much, who yell, who get testy and frustrated and angry and worried, are not helpful for the kids. But it can be hard as a parent to be zen and chill when your new driver is figuring out the rules of the road and sometimes making mistakes. I mean, all kids make mistakes, right? So how do you be zen and chill and not flip out when you're teaching your child to drive and being with them while they practice? It's not an easy feat, but it's so valuable because a stressed new driver is much more dangerous than a calm new driver. If they're constantly worried about what their parent is going to say in the passenger seat, they're going to be focused on things they shouldn't be focusing on. They need to be focusing on the road and how to figure out what to do on the road. So, I feel like I am a pretty calm teenage driving practicing parent, but I certainly lost my calm in the car with my daughter, and it wasn't helpful. I navigated it, I think, pretty well after the fact, and certainly I'm trying to avoid doing that again and making her more stressed, but certainly me carrying on like that did not help the situation. So one of the things that we do is we talk a lot about situations as they're coming up. How do you know whether you can turn right on a red? You have to look for the sign that tells you. If it doesn't say no right on red, then you can come to a stop, look, and go when it's safe. So just different rules of the road like that. That's what we have, that we do a lot of talking through of that. But I wanted to share that because it was not a terrific interaction that I had. I wasn't happy or proud of myself for erupting like that. And after I thought back over it, I realized where I had messed up before blowing up at her. I had messed up by not realizing that I needed to have a conversation with her about yellow lights. My inner compass, my intuition was feeling discomfort, and it was a change for the worse from how it had been earlier. So I really needed to, in hindsight, I should have gone to her and said, let's talk about yellow lights. What do you think about yellow lights? What is your thought process when you approach a light that's green and about to turn yellow? You know, maybe I could have figured out that I spoke in an unclear way and she was operating under the wrong assumption with yellow lights. I could have figured that out and helped her understand better before we had the situation that we did. So again, just like I'm always saying, communication, I believe, is 90% of the solution to most problems. So I hope that this gives you some good ideas for how you can avoid similar situations in your home, whether it is with driving or just with life in general, because there are all kinds of opportunities where we as parents can lose our patience and react instead of act or respond. And it usually doesn't serve us or our child very well. So that's my story for today. And wherever you are in this world, I hope that you can make it a day of great, clear, healthy communication. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.